We will be learning about at-home COVID tests and what options look like on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. But first, it is our spring member drive getting underway right now at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Gene Purcell. Hi there, Gene.
And good morning, Kate. Great to be here.
Good morning. We are here to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your future WPR listening.
That's exactly why we're here. Listener support makes up the largest piece of the funding for the programs that you count on here on WPR, programs just like The Morning Show. And that's why your gift right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552 is so important.
You know, thank you so much for making WPR what it is today. We are here because of you and your generous spirit. So today only, all contributions up to $85,000 will be matched by a group of generous members.
Yeah, I'll say they're generous, and it's their way of encouraging you to join them and helping to support all of the work, all of the programming here at Wisconsin Public Radio. So double your support for the programs you love when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
WPR has a number of important revenue streams to carry out our work. And, you know, when you get down to brass tacks, it is voluntary listener support that is actually the biggest percentage of support for WPR programs.
Yeah, some people are surprised to hear that, but they shouldn't be because you make the difference here at Wisconsin Public Radio. You're the one who makes the quality, the variety, and the independence of programs on Wisconsin Public Radio possible. And because WPR matters to you, we're asking you to make a personal contribution to help pay for the programs you listen to at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And if you've never given to WPR before, here's what you can expect, okay? It's a short process, takes just a few minutes. You answer some basic questions, your name, address, the amount of your gift, and how you'd like to pay it.
Yeah, it really is simple. That's all you've got to do. And you can make that first donation to WPR. And when you do, I guarantee you'll feel good about it because listener support is such a big part of what makes WPR possible. Many first-time donors give $10 a month, about $120 a year. The amount, though, is really up to you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Public radio has enriched my life in so many ways. When I was a new mother back in the 1990s, and I became hooked on Wisconsin Public Radio. I've been an avid listener, and each day of my life is enriched because of the depth of the topics offered, the balanced dialogue that the hosts and the guests both offer. The Ideas Network makes me a better mother and a better citizen, and I'm so thankful for it.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Gene Purcell. It is your support during the spring member drive that makes the WPR programs that you depend on possible. And your gift of, say, $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you set it at, that is the right amount.
Yep, you get to pick it, and giving to WPR is easy to do. All we need is a few pieces of information. We'll need your name, your contact information, the amount of your gift, and then how you'd like to pay.
It takes just a few minutes to make your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio, and those few minutes, they fund your daily listening. Your support right now really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And don't forget that exciting, and it is exciting. We're not being facetious here. That dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect. Your opportunity to double the impact of your donation to WPR. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, and your support Wisconsin Public Radio will go twice as far.
You can support the programs you value and show off your WPR pride when you ask for the WPR pint cups. Perfect for your favorite beverage, indoors or out. Give $20 a month or more and ask for yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. 2552.
And if you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, we'd like to say thank you. And you could also make today the day that you consider increasing your support of WPR by maybe $5 or $10 a month. Again, the amount that you choose at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And when you increase, your first year of contributions will be matched right now.
Thank you so much. Your gift now, so important, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. Now, at-home rapid COVID tests. They're on the shelves at pharmacies like CVS and Walgreens. No prescription, no mailing a kit to any lab. Results in minutes. What do you want to know about these antigen tests? Have you bought one and used it? What did you think? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. David O'Connor is the UW Medical Foundation Professor of Pathology and Laboratory Medicine at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Dave, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Great to be here, Kate.
Well, help us understand what we're seeing in on the pharmacy shelves here, the Binax, Now, Quindel's, QuickView. What are these tests?
Yeah, this is really great and exciting news. These are what we call antigen tests, and they're called antigen tests because they detect little bits of the virus that would be in your nasal samples. And they're just like home pregnancy tests. So the easiest way to think about these is they're pregnancy tests for COVID-19. They're right most of the time, but they're not quite as sensitive as other professional clinical tests. So for a pregnancy test, you take the test at home, but sometimes you have to get it confirmed with a blood test at your obstetrician's office or at your doctor's office. Similarly, with these antigen tests, they're right most of the time, but there are some cases where you might need to get the results confirmed by a PCR. But these convenience, the speed, and the really low cost of these antigen tests make it a game changer in terms of how easy it is to find out whether or not you're infected with the virus. And so I'm extremely excited about them.
You mentioned cost. The retail cost of these tests can range in the ballpark of $24 to $39. Do you think this is a cost barrier for people?
Well, there certainly is a barrier. But I, from my perspective, when I think about the tests, the government reimburses the PCR tests at between $75 and $100 each. And some places charge even more than that for PCR. And so these tests, which are $5 to $10 each, are certainly a barrier if you're paying that out of pocket, but you don't have to pay out of pocket for the PCR. But we're all paying that PCR cost one way or another.
You know,
through taxes and through the government.
Yeah, and these kits, some come in a package of two. Would you, if you get a result and you're concerned, would you follow up and do immediately another test? How would that work?
Well, for these tests, they work really well as soon as you start showing symptoms. And so if you have a positive result, you can be really confident that that positive result is real, and you will want to follow up with your healthcare provider to figure out the next steps. The reason they sell them in kits of two is because they recommend that you take one of these tests, and then if it's negative, you wait 36 or more hours, and then you use the second one. And by taking the test twice, a couple of days apart, you increase the sensitivity of the test, because imagine you're newly infected, and the virus hasn't really reached really high levels in your system yet. That first test might be a false negative, but if you wait 2 days and that virus is shooting up, the amount of virus in your system is increasing, it would be positive on that second retest. And so that's why they're selling it in packages of two.
The State Department of Health Services started an at-home testing program, you know, earlier this year. How do these at-home tests compare to the at-home tests being used by DHS?
Yeah, so this is just an evolution in the convenience and the technologies that's available. So those tests, which were PCR tests, you would get a kit and you would mail it in, and then you would have to wait a couple of days to get the results. This is results in 15 minutes. So you know the answer really, really fast. And so you can think about it kind of like, you know, imagine there's severe weather coming into the area. You could have the most sensitive Doppler 8000 radar that tells you that a tornado is coming. But if that radar takes a long time to process the information, it's not as useful as maybe less effective radio or radar that gives you that information really, really fast. We want the information quickly because if you are positive, you might want to take steps to protect yourself, protect loved ones. And knowing in 15 minutes is much better than knowing in 2 to 3 days.
What do you think about doing this test in the privacy of your own home, or even if you are homebound? What does it open up?
Yeah, all the sorts of options for people who, might not want to go to the doctor, might not have transportation, might be homebound. It's really a great option in all of those cases. The one downside to that is that the manufacturer recommends that you report the results to your healthcare provider so that they can in turn report them to public health. When you have these results that are like home pregnancy tests, you lose some of the ability for your statistics to accurately reflect how many people are being tested and how many people are a positive if they don't follow up with their healthcare provider or are negative. But that's a really small price to pay for the added convenience in making testing so much more accessible. I would love it if the government were to make these tests available for free to remove that cost barrier. But even so, $20 for two tests that are this convenient is, a great advance in the pandemic.
We have UW Pathology and Laboratory Medicine Professor Dave O'Connor is telling us about these at-home rapid COVID tests. What do you think of them? Do you think they'll catch on? Are you concerned about cost at over $20 a kit? Will you buy a kit and use it periodically? And if so, when? Join it at 800-642-1234. We'll continue this conversation ahead, back in a minute on the Ideas Network. We are getting insights on rapid antigen tests you buy over the counter at the pharmacy and the future of taking COVID tests at home. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. But first, it's spring and our membership drive is underway here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm here with Jean Purcell. The largest source of funding for WPR programs is from listeners like you. And this drive, it is your chance to support all the programs you listen to throughout the year. So take that important step when you donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's a great day to take that important step because today your donation to WPR is going to be matched. That's great news. A group of generous members have created a challenge up to $85,000. So wow. Plenty of room for you. And it means that they will match every gift right now for as long as that money lasts.
Wow. Love it. This is their way of encouraging you to support the variety of programming you enjoy on Wisconsin Public Radio. So double that impact right now. This is a great opportunity. Take it up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And when you make that donation, you will help support programming like The Morning Show. Here on this program, you hear policymakers, you hear experts, you hear politicos answer questions on a wide variety. It can only be called a wide variety because that's what it is, of state, national, and international topics.
Case in point, on Mondays, the State Capitol Report, we cover the legislative sessions, we cover state elections, state budget issues, state Supreme Court, and hear directly from your lawmakers. And we bring you these hour-long book conversations with authors who take us deeply into the issues of our time.
It's true. We cover an awful lot of ground every single week here, and you are part of that. In fact, you are an important, critical part of that as a listener, as a caller, and as a contributor. So support this valuable source of information and access to great guests with your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Our monthly giving program is becoming so popular. And in fact, we have more than 25,000 sustainers. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Who make ongoing monthly gifts. And that number is growing day by day.
Yep, and I'm one of them, by the way.
Me too.
I encourage others to give it a try and join me and Kate in becoming sustaining members. We think you will like it. Set up a monthly amount that comes out of your bank account, your credit card. You get to pick how that works. And then that donation continues automatically every single month. It's easy to get started. You can do it with a gift of $10 or $20 a month or whatever amount works for you at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
This member drive, stay hydrated with a pair of WPR steel pint cups. These stackable clean canteen cups are the perfect fit for your outdoor adventures and everyday use. With their eye-catching geometric design, your WPR pride will be on full display. Ask for yours today with your gift of $20 a month or more.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Hi, I'm Kate Archer-Kent. I'm here with Jean Purcell, and it's your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio that keeps all the great programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is, say, $10 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
We really, really do. And it's important because you love WPR for a whole variety of reasons. But among them, it's your source for intelligent radio. And I'm here to tell you that there are costs associated with this quality, just like with anything. And that's where you come in. Your support is so important.
Making a gift is super quick, easy. You'll be finished in no time flat. Your contribution in any amount, say $10 or $20 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It makes WPR possible.
Yeah, it really, really does. And this is a great time to consider making that gift because our big, and I mean big with a capital B, dollar for dollar match is still in effect. It's a great time to support the WPR programs you love, and you can give now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And your support of WPR will go twice as far.
I want to give a shout out to Gail in Chippewa Falls, who says, I'm donating to support accurate and timely reporting presented with clarity by WPR's gifted and dedicated journalists. Gail, thank you so much. Your gift is powerful. It really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thanks. Now we're talking about having access to fast, affordable, and convenient at-home COVID tests. Major retailers are now stocking these kits. Results in 15 minutes. Will you buy a kit? What questions do you have about antigen tests versus PCR tests? Have you tried mail-in testing through DHS? How did it go? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. We have UW School of Medicine and Public Health Pathology Professor Dave O'Connor as our guide. Dave, rewind for us. More than a year ago, testing capacity was much more limited, more strained. How much has the testing landscape evolved?
Oh, it's evolved enormously. So at the very beginning, the only people who could run PCR tests were the CDC. And then within a couple of months, tests became available through most hospitals and medical providers. And then by the middle of last year, you could get testing through pharmacies and through mass testing sites. And unfortunately, those early tests were plagued by really, really lengthy turnaround delays. You'd hear stories of it taking 5 or 7 days to get your results back. Because the period when you're contagious with the virus is really short, it's only a couple of days, often that would mean you'd get the results back after the risk of transmitting the virus to anyone else was already over. And so that's one reason why these antigen tests moved in to provide that really immediate 15-minute turnaround, so that if you are positive and you find that out really soon, you can protect the people who you're around. Previously, when it was the PCR test, you'd give the PCR a sample, and then you would go about your normal business, and then in that interval, you were potentially infecting other people. And so these antigen tests are really, really good at finding out whether you're infected quickly and then letting you use that information to reduce the risk that you give the virus to others and reduce your own risk by letting you connect with your healthcare provider more quickly, because the sooner you find out that you're infected, the more treatment options you have.
What do you see by way of schools using these antigen tests?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so in Dane County, where I live, my wife Shelby and I have been able to put these BNAX Now tests into more than 100 K-12 schools in collaboration with the Public Health Madison-Dane County Local Health Department. And they've been using these tests on symptomatic individuals since just about Thanksgiving. And what's been really satisfying is that in many cases, the tests are negative, which is great. People don't have COVID, even if they have symptoms that could be COVID. And so by having these tests, schools get answers really fast. Students and teachers know whether they're infected, and the entire educational system is much, much safer.
Time's so critical. Dave, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate, and best of luck with your important pledge drive.
Thank you. Dave O'Connor, professor of pathology and laboratory medicine at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health. Stay with us. News update is next on the Ideas Network.